Blog Talk Radio.
Your love experience with Janine. And I'm going to get started with love. Set me free. Can love set you free this morning? Good morning, family. Love, let it set you free.
Don't you wanna go, girl? Yeah.
Good morning. You tuned in to The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And that was Kim. Can love set you free this morning? I don't know. That statement in itself, can love set you free? We're going to get ready to center our mind and center our thoughts. Bringing in and calling forth the love. Recognizing that there is only one power and one person in this whole universe, and on this line, we recognize that grace spirit. Come on, God, is God the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God, come on, is not. And so, as we begin with acknowledging the eternal loving presence, the divine presence, focusing in on the breath and recognizing that there is power in the breath. So as we still our mind, center our thoughts, and focus in on the breath, and be very intentional about breathing. Sometimes we forget to breathe, family. And so in this right now moment, I just want you to become intentional about the breath. And as we begin to breathe, I want to remind you to take in a deep breath. Breathe in through the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight and release that breath. But I want to remind you to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart, because why? The heart has wisdom, family. And so today, as you breathe, I want you to breathe, family. As you become still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. Breathe. That I am God. Breathe, family. Breathe. Come, Holy Spirit. Be still. Know that I am. That I am God. Breathe. And release. Divine Mother, Father, God, precious and Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Just come. And as I come before you today, speaking from the transcending power, calling forth and invoking and inviting the higher mind presence, the beloved I am, that I am God, calling forth all that is and will ever be, inviting and invoking the presence of my God, God itself, asking that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart, oh, come, Holy Spirit, will come from my higher mind self. Asking that every human created thought and every human created ego be removed right now, God. Awakening the Christ consciousness in this right now moment. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. And let every word of my mouth be your words, God. Let my thoughts be your thoughts. Let me come empty, Holy Spirit. Yes, let me come empty that I may be filled by the presence of the Holy Spirit. Come. And let every word of my mouth and every thought and every meditation of my heart will be yours, Holy Spirit. Let me speak your words, Holy Spirit. As you remove every human created thought, every human created ego, God, remove it right now. As you will give me a clean mind and a renewed spirit, a forgiven heart, so that I may speak these words. But not my words, Holy Spirit, but the words that will come from you in my higher mind self, and that every living system in my being will come into agreement in this right now moment. Every cell, every molecule, every muscle fiber, and every organ will come into agreement as I speak the words of this prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, as I ask for a fresh anointing upon us this morning, God. Oh, I'm asking for a fresh anointing, God. Bring forth a fresh anointing, new wineskins, fresh revelation, new oil, God. I'm asking you to come right now, God. Oh, and open up our minds to receive the blessings of your knowledge and wisdom, Holy Spirit, that we may be infinitely guided by your presence, Holy Spirit, that we may be infinitely guided by your knowledge and wisdom, Holy Spirit, that we may know that we know that we know when we hear the voice of the truth, God, that it will send every cell in our body into a certain wiggle, knowing that it is the truth, Holy Spirit, knowing that truth shall be the way we walk, talk, and live, God, knowing that we shall be downloaded today with new ideas, God, multi-million-dollar inventions, Holy Spirit, asking you to come and bless the ideas that have already been given, God, that it will shall unfold in the direction that you shall have them, God. I'm asking you to bless new businesses, God, new ideas, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to bless our bodies this morning, God. Bless every cell, every muscle fiber, every organ, that it will return to its highest vibration, God. I'm asking you to let us return to us our highest vibration, God, operating the knowing, God, that our body shall operate in a knowing, God, that every living system shall return to its highest vibration, God, and oh, God, I ask you to give us the voice to speak to the cells in our body, God. I'm asking you to give us the voice to hear the give us the voice that they may hear the words of you, God. I'm asking you to come and bless every word we speak today, God. I'm asking you to bless our ears, to only bless the words that come in our ears today, God. I'm asking you to bless our eyes that we can see with 20/20 spiritual vision, God. Teach us to see like you see, God. Teach us to see our own greatness this morning, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and remind us that when you created each and every one of us, you looked at us and said, ooh, handcrafted, meticulously made, divinely designed by love. You said, ooh, good by good. You said, ooh, good and only good. You said to us, God, that we were your greatest miracle to date. And so we give thanks, Father God. We give thanks, Mother God. We give thanks, Holy Spirit. We give thanks, divine presence, infinite wisdom, energetic expression of love, highest frequency on the planet. We give thanks, God, to the download of your words today, God. I ask you to come and expand our territory, God. I ask you to come and expand our financial territory, God. Rain down your financial blessings upon us right now, God. I'm asking you to open up your doors, your windows, your gates, your heaven, and, oh, Holy Spirit, and just pour out a blessing, a financial blessing, that it won't be room enough to receive it, God. That we will step into the consciousness of money and be the presence of money, God, as we know the money is a blessing for you, because you said in your word, it is He that gives thee the power to get wealth, God. I'm asking you to activate our manifestation power, gifts, and talents, God, that we can open up our vibration to receive the power of money at the level and frequency that we desire, God. Millions, hundreds, billions, however we see forth for that money to come through, God. I'm asking you to open up our manifestation power right now, God. I'm asking you to activate our manifestation power right now, God. I'm asking you to activate our gifts and our talents, because your word, God, said that our gifts and talents will make room for us, God. Well, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to make room for us right now, God. Infinitely guide us, God. Show us the way, God. Bless our financial moves, God. Bless everything that we touch, Holy Spirit. And let it not just turn to gold, but platinum gold, God. I'm asking you to anoint us today, God, with a special blessing, God, with a special knowledge, God, with a special direction, God. I'm asking you to come and open up the doors, the windows, the gates to heaven, and bring forth a blessing, a supernatural, explosive financial blessing, God, that only you can do, God, to open up the doors, God, and pour it out upon us right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I give thanks, God, for all the things that are coming up, God. Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless the land, the soil, and gathering to heal in Druid Park, God. I'm asking you to bless every sister, God. I'm asking you to bless every person who stepped there, everybody who had a mind, God, who could come but couldn't make it, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to bless the gathering right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to bless the bar, bless the event, God. Bless the land, God. Bless the soil, God. Bless the atmosphere, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to send your angels over there right now, God, to bring forth ease, elegance, and grace and peace, God. I'm asking you to bless Ebony's event this weekend, God. Oh, I'm asking you to bring forth a special blessing upon the stage, God, that every dancer that will perform, every movement will be your movement, as they use their body as a body of a gift of art to share their ministry with the world. God, I'm asking you to bless Emily's activation power, God, to activate her choreographing and dancing skills even more, God, that every dancer will be blessed and every person who come will be received the blessing of her gift, God. I give thanks that you gave her the power, God, the knowledge and the wisdom and the gift to choreograph and dance. This is her first time choreographing, writing every piece in this performance, God. I'm asking you to let it be a blessing to her mind, God. Let it be a blessing to her soul, God. And let it cultivate her to her next level, God. I'm asking you to bless both performances, Saturday and Friday, God. I'm asking you to bless her hands, God. I'm asking you to bless her body, God. I'm asking you to bless her toes, her feet, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and let every cell and every muscle fiber and every organ and every living system in her being bring forth a blessing as she blessed the audience with her gift, God. I'm asking you to open it up, God. Open her mind to receive your knowledge, God, that the world will come to know Ebony, God, in a way that only you will let her know, God. I'm asking you to use her right now, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and use her, God. Use her gifts and her talents for bigger reasons than her community and herself, God. Let the world come to know her gifts, God. Let the world come to know her name, God. Let her name be known in the choreography dancing world as one of the most renowned gifts that ever hit the planet, God. I just give thanks, God, for Deo Dance, God. I give thanks for the mind that she has to live in her gifts and her talents, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to come, God, and send your angels around that performance, God. I'm asking you to send your angels on the stage today, God. Send it before she even get there, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to bless every one of our children under the sound of my voice, God, and whatever gifts and manifestations that they're working on, that they may come forth, God. I'm asking you to do it in the mighty, powerful consciousness of humanity. God, I'm asking you to send your angels and bless the soil right now, God. Bless the atmosphere, God. Let the vibration be worked on right now, God. I'm asking you to bless the weather right now, God. I'm asking you to bring forth the best, beautiful, most amazing artwork, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come on the first Sunday in August and blow our minds, Holy Spirit, as we bring forth the gift that you have downloaded into the gift of the love journey to bring forth the message of the soul, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and bless every performer, God. Bless every speaker, God. Bless every thought, ritual, and every person that come there, God, will feel the presence of you when they touch the land, God, when they put step foot on the soil, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to bless Miss Carla LaVoe-Hunter's breakfast, God. I'm asking you to bless her right now, God, to bless the food, God, to bless the atmosphere in her home, God, to bless the event, God, as we received, you know, her love, God, that she has put together to for the food, and that every morsel of the food, God, would touch every cell in our body, God, that we receive it in gratitude, that every word that she's speaking to and ministering to our soul, God, will come forth from you, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to bless and touch everything she touched, God. Bless every thought she think, God. I'm asking you to bless and anoint her feet, God. I'm asking you to bless and anoint her marriage, God, her children, God, every investment, God, everything she does, God, her coming and her going, God. I'm asking you to bless every idea on this call right now, God. Bless every new invention, God. Bless it in the name of the Most High God, God, that it will come forth in the mighty knowing that nothing, nothing but you. In these ideas, in these inventions, in these books, in everything that you have downloaded into your people, God, that you will expand the territory of the love journey, God, that you will expand the awareness of the love journey, and the world will come to know us collectively, God, and the world will come to know us individually, God. I'm asking you to bless Emir J. Otto Price, God. I'm asking you to bless every living system in his body, God. I'm asking you to bless every organ, every muscle fiber, every thought, everything he touched, God. I'm asking you to bless it. And may you bless Miss Jackie Cradle, God. May you continue to bless her healing, Holy Spirit. May you touch her feet today, God, and anoint her feet, God. May you touch every cell in her body, God. May you anoint every living system, muscle fiber, and organ in her body, God. That you will open up the healing space, that nothing but love shall be permeating in her body, God. Today, God, I'm asking you to send your healing angels in her home today, God. I'm asking you to send it in her thoughts today, God. I'm asking you to permeate it in her heart today, God. And anything that is not of you today, may it be released out of her body, out of her heart, out of her mind, out of her soul, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to bless each and every person right now, God. I'm asking you to touch Rosa today, God. I'm asking you to touch each and every person under the sound of my voice. God, may a healing blessing be upon the people today, God. May your healing be upon our land today, God. You said in your word, if your people would seek your face, God. You said if we seek your face and turn away from things that are not serving us in our wicked ways, you said then, Holy Spirit, then you will heal the land. Give us the strength to recognize the gift of seeking your face, God. Seeking you, Holy Spirit. Seeking the greater version of ourselves so that the land will be healed in your name today, God. Let the land be healed. Let freedom reign today, God. Let peace be upon the minds of each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. Let peace be in the communities. Let peace be in our heart. Let peace ring in our soul today, God. Let there be peace. And so it is. Good morning, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds. Good morning, family, to the universe. This is, hear the birds chirping. Such a blessing to hear the birds. Good morning, birds. The beautiful trees. As we honor the presence of the universe. Good morning, Mother Nature. Mother Earth, good morning to the universe. the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. Good morning to our most beneficent angelic family. Good morning, angels. Good morning, archangels. As we invite and invoke your presence into this call, asking you to go forth in this day to create for us ease, elegance, and grace. Good morning, angels. Good morning, ascended masters. As we invite and invoke the presence of the ascended masters. Good morning, master guides and spirit guides. As we invite and invoke your presence into this call. Good morning to the unseen committee. And I just want to say thank you. We have journey. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, ancestors. To those who've walked this journey before, to those who sacrificed their life, and to our known ancestors, we invite your presence as we speak your name this morning. Whether we speak your name in our hearts, our mind, or out loud, we speak your name, inviting and invoking your presence. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. Good morning, Mom. I miss you. Good morning, Miss Colette Grant. As we honor the presence of two amazing mothers, one that birthed me and one that birthed and midwifed this call. We honor the presence of your ancestors as we speak their names. We honor the presence of those ancestors that we don't know their names. To our known and unknown ancestors, we invite and invoke your presence, but we pay homage to you, giving thanks for the journey, giving thanks that we are the dream that you dreamed. We are the gift of your journey. Thank you, ancestors. Thank you. Thank you. And as we stand today and come as many ancestors, we thank you for the journey that you've given us to send love into the descendants that will come behind us today. And we send love into that presence and into that space and to those. And we give thanks for the prayers and the righteousness of who and what we are. And how we show up in the planet, that we will make a difference in our family this morning. Thank you, descendants. Good morning, my love, journey family. Honor your presence this morning. Thanking you for being here. Of all the places you could have been, you chose to be right here. Thank you, my kings and queens. Love, love to the gods and goddesses. Peace, peace to my millionaires and billionaires. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You tuned in to the love journey, your love experience with me, Janine Ann Ingram, transformational life coach, master speaker, filmmaker, radio host, vision board counselor, author, and I could go on. And so I'm giving thanks today, Father, Mother God, of this opportunity to facilitate this call called the love journey. Because if it wasn't for you, there'd be no me. And so I give thanks and honor you. I'd like to stop and invite each and every one of you out this year to our ninth annual sunrise service. 9 whole years, and this year is the message from the soul. You see, the soul came to the planet as you, uniquely you, and it stores all of the gifts, the talents, the answers to every question. And today, as we ask the soul today to bring forth the goals, our goal is to bring forth the goal of the soul. What is the goal of the soul? Our personal goals of the soul. What is it that the soul wants to express in us today? And that's what we're going to talk about on the 9th annual sunrise service. We're going to be discussing the opportunity, the gifts, the talents, the expression, that the soul uniquely came as you to do today. So I want you to be there if you can. And if you can, I want you to send your love, send your prayers. Because this ninth annual sunrise service is going to be an explosion, baby. Riveting, provocative. And you don't want to miss the opportunity to come together collectively. And no matter how many times we've come together and gathered in that space, you know what's amazing? Is that there's never been two same sunrises. But they've all been spectacular and beautiful and amazing. And every year, I just can't tell you how in awe I am of the beauty. Sometimes I sit and I look over the pictures and I look at the sky and I look at the cloud formation. Sometimes it just felt like an angel. The clouds had formed into a form of an angel. And sometimes I look at the double rainbow we had opportunity to experience. That was my first time I ever seen a rainbow and then another one come across it. Beauty that is manifested in the skies. It's just amazing. And no matter how many years, the sky is different. The clouds are different. Even the sunrise is differently. The beauty. But even more amazing is to see my, to see God's people, to see my sisters and my brothers, my gods and sisters in royalty and looking so beautiful. Can I just tell you to stand before you and to look out in the sea of your beauty? Sometimes I have tears in my eyes from your beauty that shines so bright. So this year I want to stop right now and just personally invite each and every one of you to the ninth annual sunrise service. Thank you. All right, family, we're going to get ready and read from the stands of mine. My heart is so full this morning. You see, my heart is full this morning. And I just want to make sure you know that God is good. And before I move on from the science of mind, I just want to remind you that you heard me pray for the Sisters Gathering to Heal event. But let me just tell you, the Sisters Gathering to Heal event is in Jewett Park this Saturday. And I want to make sure if you, this will be my first time being a part of it. But I'm going to tell you, I know it's going to be divine. And I'm sure the sky formation and all the beauty and the presence of Jewett Hill Park will come together in an amazing way. So if you're in the East Coast or want to fly out to the East Coast in Baltimore, you will not regret being a part of an amazing event called Sisters Gathering to Heal. And so as we move on, I just want to put that in your mind in person. Invite you, I mean, and that's Deborah and Rick's event. I'm a part of it, but I just want to personally invite each and every one of you. It's a lot of new callers on the line, so if you want to do two things today, you want to go to the Love Journey Inc. page and like our page, love our page, and I want you to go to the Sisters Gathering to Heal and check out this amazing event of women coming together. Because I want to remind you today that a nation can rise no higher than its woman. And the nation can rise no higher than its woman because the woman is the first teacher of every child that comes to the planet. And so when women heal, the land heal. When women heal, the nation heal. When women heal, communities heal. When women heal, the world come into order. You see, we symbolize what the moon does to the earth. Women have that power. I posted in the Sisters Gathering the Hill, Let's Get Naked, a TED Talk. And this particular lady is the owner of the S Factor, which is a pole dancing school But she said something so powerful in there. So many things she said is powerful. But she said when we invoke the power and the presence of our feminine energy, the masculine, to get in order. You know, and that's something that we have to think about, but I guess I'm going off on another tangent. But I want you to listen to that. You can go to the Sisters Gathering to You page, the Love Journey page, or my page. And you know, I put it on all three pages because that's how powerful her TED Talk was. It's powerful, family. It's called Let's Get Naked. But it's not about physically being naked. It's about being naked in our emotions. Being naked with our physical presence. Having the opportunity to just be authentic and transparent. There's something freeing about that. But today, I'm going to go right into the science of mind, which is in living in the absolute. Matthew 28 and 18 said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. The Science of the Mind on page 186 says, never look at that which you do not wish to experience. No matter what the false condition may be, it must be refuted. I love this. The magazine say, I could choose to stay small and believe I live in a world filled with suffering and pain. Ooh, I could have wrote that line. I could choose to stay small. Let me say this again. I stopped by to remind you, you choose whether you want to stay small. She said, I could choose to stay small and believe that I live in a world filled with suffering and pain, but I have chosen instead to become consciously aware of the divine presence and the divine power and the wholeness of truth of love and wisdom, the eternal good, which is my nature. You see, I've chosen God and life everlasting. I have chosen to be forgiving and loving in my heart. I have chosen to be present with myself and others in each and every moment. I have chosen peace over anger and warfare. I have chosen light over darkness and an inner knowing that my needs will be fulfilled by the infinite source of all supply. Wow. I want to stop there and I want you to integrate that. That all your needs, wants, and desires will be fulfilled by the infinite source of all supply. Stand resolute in my knowing of God as my life. Divine harmony and peace flow in and through me. Beauty is everywhere. My eyes can see the blessing. Can you see the blessings, family? Or are we too busy, blinded by so many other things that we can't see the beauty in everything? I want you to think about that. What are your eyes seeing today? I want you to see beyond the illusion of fear and separation. I want you to see beyond the illusion of what the media try to get us to see. Our lives are filled with happiness, good health, and joy. We commune daily with the invisible presence, which people the world with the manifestation of his life is light and is love. It is from this place that the miracle begins to happen. The perfect person, situation, experiences come into my life. I am guided onto a path that leads me to where I'm supposed to be. I am in the right place doing the right thing because the universe is always, family, the universe is always working on our behalf. You know, Albert Einstein reminded us that the universe is friendly to our desires. Family, the universe is always working on our behalf, and we joyfully surrender in perfect faith and trust that we are living in the absolute. My heart overflows with gratitude. Just knowing that we can't lose, family. You see, it's something powerful about knowing you can't lose, family. And that everything is happening for you and not to you, family. Because the universe is always pushing and loving us into our rightful place of blessing. You see, the invisible presence is always guiding us to manifest our gifts and our talents. And we get caught up sometimes in the illusion of not enough. But I come to tell you today, family, I stopped by to remind you that the day you came to the planet, you were more than enough. No, no, no. Let me repeat that. Even before you came to the planet. Because the word says, I knew you before you put into the womb of your mother's belly. And what did God say? I have plans for success for you. I have plans for success for you, family. So no matter what the illusion of not enough or all that stuff, I want to remind you, you are more than enough today. You were born more than enough. You are worthy and deserving of all the great things that are happening and can happen and will happen if we just open our eyes to the blessing. You see, Oprah said the secret to her success was in her gratitude. She said, because even when she didn't know how, she said, thank you, God. Even when she couldn't see enough, thank you, God. Even when she couldn't figure it out, she said, thank you, God. So I want you to know today, you are absolutely already more than enough. And the affirmation is, God is my source and supply. I know that good alone has power in my life. God is my source and my supply. I know that good alone has power in my life. Wow. God is good. I tell you, God is good, family. And we have to learn to be in gratitude. The one thing I love about gratitude is this. You see, gratitude expands your good. Let me say that again. Gratitude expands your good. What do I mean by that? You see, what happens is we're in a grateful frequency. I want to tell you today, talk to you a little bit before we get into the Reverend Ike. What the language of the universe is. So many times we get caught up because we've been conditioned and got all this stuff that's in the way. We do our affirmations and we do our watching our thoughts. And sometimes we're still not where we want to be. But have we been taught how to cleanse and renew our frequency level, because the language of the universe is vibration. So we don't get what we think. Universe don't give you what you speak, but what the universe gives you is what you're vibrating at. Your energy. What is your energy sending out to the universe? Energy. They say we teach people how to treat us. What does your energy say about you? What is the frequency? Are you angry? Are you sending out angry? Are you sending out love? Are you sending out fear? Are you sending out faith? What is the energy? What is your body? The frequency. What are you vibrating at what level? I was teaching a money class Sunday. And the one thing that it took people by surprise is that money has an energy. And if we want to bring money, love, relationship, whatever it is, everything has an energy into our experience. We have to be the energetic expression of that in order to invite it. So if you want to vibrate at a certain level of money, then you got to vibrate at that level. Money is a powerful thing, and money has energetic expression of power. So you have to raise the level of your frequency to get certain levels of money. Now, you may level at hundreds, thousands, millions. You have to vibrate at millions to attract millions. I just want to put that in your thoughts. If you're looking to restore your relationship, if you're looking to bring forth a divine love mate, what level of vibration are you vibrating at? Let me tell you this. I was speaking to one of my girlfriends, and she's beautiful, oh, amazingly beautiful. Sister, just beautiful, inside and out. But she often wondered why she couldn't, she's never got married. I'm talking about the kind of sense that when she walk in the room, they shut, she shut the game down, just physically, shapely, color, everything, just beautiful, just simply beautiful, amazingly beautiful. Got a great heart. But she never got married, never could keep a relationship. So we were talking about what, you know, she wanted my opinion. I said, have you ever thought about the fact that love doesn't need a fence around it? You know, so many times we put this block up and we put these fences around our heart and we put these security gates so nobody can't hurt us. But what do you think you vibrate in that, if you vibrate that kind of energy, thinking that you want to have a block up? Or unconsciously, sometimes we have these blocks up thinking that we're not going to let anybody in our heart and get hurt. What you're going to do is you're going to get exactly what you're vibrating at. You see, love doesn't need security. Love doesn't need to be fenced in. Love doesn't need, because the only thing that can operate at love's vibration is love. You see, nothing can come into love but love. But if you putting your fence up thinking you're going to protect yourself, love doesn't need protection. Let me remind you today, love does not need protecting, because nothing can vibrate at love's vibratory energetic expression except love. I remember when I didn't understand love. I remember when I wasn't at the frequency of love where I am today. And I remember thinking that, oh, yeah, you got to, you know, do a few things. But I never bought into an idea of a lot of things, into protecting my heart and all that stuff. But some things I did. But when I really understood what love was, I took off all the clothes. And I took off all the conditioning. And I took all that stuff off and stopped being afraid to allow myself to be authentic. I stopped being afraid to allow myself to be transparent. I stopped being afraid of being wrong. I stopped being afraid of being things that I thought other people would judge, because guess what? This is who I am, with my greatness and with things that I still got to grow in and everything, and not afraid that somebody will judge it, because love doesn't need protection. You see, I don't need to worry about what people going to think, say, or do about it, because guess what? Love doesn't need protecting. And as long as I can accept the things that I have to grow in, as long as I can accept the things that I do well, and as long as I can see my own greatness, and as long as I can operate in who I am, there's nothing and no one can hurt thing about me, because guess what? Love does not need protecting. So I invite you today to put your sword down. Stop trying to protect, but doesn't need protect. Because all you're going to invite into your space, when you call yourself protecting your heart and putting your fence around and putting your wall up, the only thing that's going to infiltrate in that wall and in those spaces is fear, everything you don't want. Whatever you call yourself protecting from, hurt, all, that's all you're going to invite, because your frequency is vibrating at a level of hurt. So I invite you today to cleanse your heart. If you want a new relationship with your spouse, I invite you to cleanse your heart. If you want a new relationship with money, I invite you to cleanse your heart. If you want to vibrate differently to attract your love mate, I coach this. One of a beautiful sister, great mind, physically beautiful, great heart. And we did a process where we cleansed together. You know, whenever I coach somebody and I give them an assignment or whatever, I always do the same assignment, because I believe we only attract who we are. So, I do this, invite myself to do the same thing, to invite and vibrate higher. And so she got married, interesting, on my birthday, right, a few years ago. She called me yesterday. She said, I'm so grateful to learn how to release the need to protect myself. Because love doesn't need protecting, like you told me. And so I invite you today, family, to really invite the presence of love into your heart, your soul, into every living system, every cell of your body, and that you will vibrate at that level, because every living thing in this universe will be attracted to love. So there's something you need, you want, you desire more of. It's time to cleanse it up. Wow, it's 6:52. I don't even got time to play with Reverend Ike today, huh? I guess this the message. I didn't even realize the time. It went by so fast. So I guess the message today is to really invite love into every space of your life. Can love really set you free, family? Let love set you free. You see, I really believe that we've been taught and conditioned in so many ways that love is weak. But if God is synonymous with love, then how could love be weak? We've been taught that love is blind, but if God is synonymous with love, then how could love be blind? You see, our ideas of love have been, because we get attachment and control mixed up with love. Yep, I said it. We get attachment and control mixed up with love. We think that love needs to control, but love doesn't need to control. Love allows. Allow people to be what they need to be in order to grow in their highest and best good, but that don't necessarily mean that it's for me. I remember dating a guy that I loved. I thought in a way that I wanted him to be, and he wasn't showing up because he had a voracious appetite for women because he needed some healing. Because what I come to understand is that when people search from one relation to the next, to the next, to the next, or in many spaces, it's because there's some unhealed spaces that need to be healed. So he wasn't truly ready for the words that he was speaking. Even though he was speaking monogamy, his energy definitely showed me that he was not ready for a monogamous relationship. And I had to open up my eyes and say, well, I love you enough to allow you to be what you need to be for your own highest and best good, even if you're not being true in your words. You see, but love opens your eyes to see the truth. And I released him to his best good, because it wasn't what I wanted in a relationship. And so because you're not going in the direction that I want to go in, I'm going to allow you to do what you need to do, and I'm going to do what I need to do for me. That's love. Love allows people to be what they need to be without controlling. A situation where being attached to the idea of what you think they should show up as. And so I had to tell him I love him enough. And he didn't even get it, but I got it. And I released him. And I was grateful, because I knew I desired something different. And I didn't make him wrong. And I didn't beat him up and hold on to what I thought he should have did. Because what I love about being in a space of love is love will reveal itself to you. You see, we never really fooled by somebody, even if they're not saying the right words that's matching up to what they're physically doing. We're not really fooled. We just want to be what we want to be, so we touch another way. We do see it another way. We see what we see. But it's not all in your face, so we just keep moving because we want it to be what we want it to be. But love always reveals itself to you. You will never be fooled, never be gaslighted or bamboozled when you're in love space. So today, I want you to invite love in and ask love to reveal itself to you. You see, what I love about opportunity to grow is that we can sit still and and we can research and get to know love and get to know God and get to know the answers to the universe for ourselves. That's why I love our spiritual tools. Because everything we will ever need to know, want, desire is right here, packed right here inside of us. But we have to learn how to unlock the key. You see, we have to learn to unlock the lock inside of us. And everything always points right back inside of us. Everything. Because we are the center of our own universe. So everything that is vibrating and harmonizing and disharmonizing has something to do with the way we vibrate, with the way we move and do what we do today. But love heals all of that. Love heals the body physically. Love heals the spirit. Love heals the physical, the mental, and the emotional. And money is just another expression of love. And relationship is just another gift of God's love. So today, invite love in. Study love. Become one with love. Love is the highest, most powerful, most harmonizing frequency on the planet. You see, there's nothing higher than love. Not attachment and control, but love. Because love is God and God is love. And however, it's interesting, this new JCD guy, he expresses that no matter how we call the creator God, Allah, and no matter what names we call this Most High, it's just another word for energy, and God is energy, and it's a really powerful CD when you really listen to the words. But when he said that, it made me think about something, how we never do see God in this expression of energy. You know, that God is just another form of all the things that are good on the planet. So when we think about love, we think about money, we think about, these are just other expressions of energy. And so when we think about the energy of God, how we see God is really the answer to how we navigate life. And what's really important is how do we see ourselves as God? Ooh, I know that was one. Like, how do we see ourselves as God? You see, every time we say certain things, a lot of things about God, we use it in a separation, but never as one. Can we really see the oneness of ourselves as God? Can we really operate as a goddess on the planet? What does that really mean? What does it mean to walk the planet and be God? What does it mean to be another expression of God on the planet? I hear people say we're spiritual beings having a human experience. But I wonder if they really knew what human means, would they really use that expression? Because think about this. If you look up the word H-U in the Egyptian dictionary, it means God. So when you take human, it means God as man. So are we really having a spiritual experience? Or are we having a human experience? Or are they one and the same? We have an experiential experience as God in the planet. And there's no separation between God and you. You know, I've been listening to Neville Goddard, which is Reverend Knight's mentor. Everything that Reverend Knight teaches us comes from the teachings of Neville Goddard, right? And he has a teaching that he teaches us about what it means to be in the oneness of God. And it's real interesting how a lot of times we use God in separation of ourselves. Even when we say, well, you know, the kingdom of God is in us, we still think of a separation. Or when we think of God, we think of separation. But today, I want you to invite the idea. Now, you don't, I know some of us are traditional Christians, and I know some of us are new thought or wherever levels of thought processes we at, I want you to take on a perspective today what it really means to be God, Goddess on the planet. What does that mean to you? What does it mean to be an expression of God on the planet? Not separation, not God in me, but God as me. Goddess as me. What does that really mean to know yourself as God in expression? And that's the thought that I want you to think and come away with. And I would love to hear anybody's thought process on that as they think about and meditate on it. It could be today, tomorrow, months from now, wherever come revelations. What revelation will come to you when you meditate in the idea of you as God in expression? So every time somebody met you today, the face of God. Every time somebody was in your presence, they was in the presence of God today. How would you walk different? How would you speak different? How would you dress the physical presence of God? How would you speak in the physical and as the physical presence of God? How would you honor the physical presence of God? My phone went somewhere. So that's really my thoughts for today. I know we're at the top of the hour. I want to bless your day. If anybody have any comments, concerns, I want you can star 6 if you're on teleconference. And if you're on Blog Talk Radio, you can press the 1. Reminding you today, Saturday is Sisters Gathering the Healing with Deborah M. Ricks. I am a guest this year, and I want you to come out and support it if you can. I want you to send prayers and love into Drury Hill Park. And if you're new to the call and you have any questions or comments about that, you can go to, you can start 6 now, or you can go to the Love Journey page, and you can go to Sisters Gathering the Hill. I want to invite you out to our sunrise service here, Chicago, 39th Street Beach. If you're in the East Coast area as well, my daughter's, this is her first time choreographing and writing and dancing all of the pieces that's going to be performing this weekend in Washington, D.C. So if you're in that area, we can talk about that. Good morning. And I'm really excited to conversate with anybody who wants to open up the line. I want to welcome all our new callers this morning. Welcome to the Love Journey. I want you to know that no matter how many times you come or don't come, you're always welcome at the table of love. Yes. Welcome to Love's Playground. Right here, this is the Love Playground. Let's play in the Love Playground. Anybody want to talk, play with me this morning, star 6 and press 1 if you're on Blog Talk. I'm going to go ahead and release the call. I want to thank you for playing in Love's Playground this morning with me. You know, swinging on the swings, on the seesaw. I know we went kind of around the world. We didn't get a chance to play what I wanted to play about Lover Night today, but you know everything is always in divine order. Also want to let you know that Carla LeVoe Hawkins is going to be doing a breakfast on August 5th. Beautiful sister who is just operating in her industry. We're doing the womb healing right here in Chicago. We're bringing Tamar all the way from the East Coast. Tamar, the womb sauna lady, already. And, you know, I was talking to Queen of Four, and I'm thinking that maybe we can bring Queen of Four. I haven't solidified that idea yet because that means I got to vibrate at a different frequency to bring her in of money. So I'm working to think about that. But we definitely got Tamar signed, sealed, and delivered. She will be coming here in Chicago. We got a flight. We got a hotel. She's going to be staying at the South Loop Hotel, and that's where everything is going to be held. And so if you're in the Chicagoland area or want to come to Chicago and know more about it, you can give me a call at 773-447-5591. I haven't put the details up on the Love Journey yet, but if you're interested in learning more about the womb sauna, we're going to talk about men, money, manifestations, and we're going to have some mimosas. But what's really powerful, let me just tell you what's powerful. You see, we store a lot of energy in the womb, family. And this is for my ladies, but I want you men to stay on too, because you support women, and you, your support of women is important. And so I want to honor you, my masculine energies that's here today. I want to honor your presence when I'm talking to the women today in this right moment right now. I want to say I thank you for your presence, and I thank you for the support, because we need you. We need you. I need you. And so I want to say for women who haven't had the opportunity to ever get steamed or do any womb work, I think it's the second best, most powerful work you can do on the planet. I think the inner child is the first, and then womb work. But those are the two things that brought me to where I am today. And I tell you, I'll never forget the day that I started my womb journey. We had to write letters to our womb. We had to forgive ourselves for allowing people in our space that didn't deserve to be there, or even people who may have stole our innocence. Were taking away things that didn't rightfully belong to them, right? And we had to forgive them. We had to write letters to them. We had to, oh, my God, to, I've never had a relationship with my womb. You know, we grow up, don't touch down there. It was always a down there, and it was always like a separation. But let me tell you, it was the most powerful, freeing, amazing work that I've ever done. And so I'm grateful. This will be my third womb event. And eventually I'm working to do something big in the womb work that God has downloaded into my heart. But I tell you, women, beautiful goddesses, I don't care what size, color, shape you are. I don't care how you identify yourself as whatever. It is nothing like doing the work to heal the womb. Nothing like you want to live an orgasmic life, heal the womb. I thank God the day God set forth and put Queen of Four, because I believe that she did the groundbreaking work. She was a leader and a pioneer, one of the leaders and pioneers in this area. And Queen of Four, when I brought her to Chicago and spent the weekend, she changed my dynamics of how I even operate in my marriage. She changed the dynamics of how I even look at pleasure. So I'm just saying, if you're in Chicago, you want to come to Chicago, that's going to be September 30th. We're going to talk about how to manifest with your womb. Because, see, people think that womb is about birth and babies, but it's about birth and ideas. It's about birth and new million-dollar inventions. It's about birthing more than just a physical life, and that's some powerful stuff. You see, God had the ingenuity to create women in a way to birth life, which is powerful. But we don't only just give life to the physical presence of beings, but we give life to great ideas. We are the foundation of the earth. We are what keep the universe in order. And when we heal, our men will show up differently. When we heal, the nation will rise. When we heal, our children will show up differently. When we heal, you won't see so much violence in the community. When we heal a nation. We heal the world. Because we are goddess in manifestation. And I'm going to tell you, the more I learn about being a woman, the more I love being a woman, the more I love the essence of being a woman. But the more I love being a woman, the more I can relate and love my masculine energies. The more I love the physical presence of how men show up on the planet, because my energy raises their energy. And I love it. And I know I've been all around the world today, y'all, right? September 30th, right here in Chicago, the weekend of September 30th, Tamar, the queen of steam, me, Chicago. maybe all explosive. If you got a chance or get a chance, I want you to come. If not, I want you to send lots of love, because we're going to be sending a lot of love into the universe. Women are going to be healing right here in Chicago at the South Loop Hotel the weekend of September 30th. And I want you to do me a favor. I'm going to ask some people personally to invite people. I think this work to heal women, and especially to heal the womb. And let me just tell you, the last event we had, I'm going to read some of the, I'm not reading it right now, but I'm going to read you some of the testimonies. Some of the testimonies were powerful the last time, last couple of times I did the event. I did two goddess workshops. This would be my third one. She said, I had women who, one lady's husband died 18 years ago. She had not been with a man in any kind of way in 18 years. She had not had a feeling, expression of knowing that she was still a woman in her womanly places. And she had not cried tears in 18 years. Well, I come to tell you today, she found out she was still a woman, and she found tears, and she's starting to date. Now, she don't have a steady relationship yet, but she's starting to date. I had another lady who was married, and her husband had not been together in 4 years in an intimate capacity, but they still lived together and raised their son. She went home and had a long conversation. And I know y'all know that OJ song, "We Cried All Night and Then We Made Love." But that's their story. We had another lady who manifested, because she came to manifest. You see, we don't understand the power of the womb, baby. The womb is a manifester. She wanted to open up a business. This was 2 years ago. She's a thriving business. She manifested $50,000 after getting off the pot, baby. Let me tell you, there is manifestation power in the womb, baby. If I could just tell you the power of the womb. The power of the womb. She manifested $50,000, and today her business is thriving. Women cried. Women released. Women allowed themselves to be seen and their voices to be heard. You see, when I cleansed and cleaned my wound, the wound of my mind, the wound of my heart, and the wound of my womb, my voice began to get more clarity. My voice began to take on a different persona, because I was operating in my truth. I learned how to say yes when I wanted to say yes, and I learned how to say no when I needed to say no, which was something I didn't do so well before that, you know. Before I cleanse my womb, I began to be present in my body, which is something I didn't realize I wasn't. Because I was so used to being outside of my body that I didn't even know I wasn't inside of it. You see, to become present with your body is to become present with you. And I could go on and on and on, but I just want you all to know, whether you do it in Chicago or go somewhere else, because it's a lot of facilitators that are starting to really get into the womb work. I invite you, if you want to heal your womb. It's no pleasure like the pleasure you get when you're fully present. And so now I stop and I wake up every morning and I touch my heart and ask my heart, how can I bring more pleasure? Because pleasure is my medicine. I don't get headaches. I don't get sick because I take my medicine every day. And pleasure is a powerful medicine. And let me tell you why. Because when you heal the mind, you heal the heart, and you heal the womb, you heal the part of you that breaks down the immune system, that causes you not to feel good. But when you're in pleasure and you can really be fully present, you build the immune system. And when you build the immune system, I've been doing this call 9 years, pretty much. And I think you can count on your hands if you ever heard me sick, because pleasure builds your immune system fast. There's so many things I could talk about in that, but I just want to invite you to think about it. If that's in September, give me a call if you want to come to Chicago, 773-447-5591, and be a part of it. We're going to be doing some powerful healing work that weekend. And I'm going to be fasting the week before that to call in every healing angel in the universe, every healing energy, every powerful presence, unseen presence. Because I'm going to be calling them in. And if anybody know I could pray and invoke some stuff, baby. And so I'm going to be doing that. Come on the weekend of September 30th. So I just want you to put that on your calendar. So we got a lot of great things happening in for the Love Journey, Deborah and Rick's gathering, Sisters Gathering, Hill, July 8th, right there in Druid Hill Park. That's in Baltimore, Chicago. What's going on with this phone this morning? Chicago, we got the Love Journey night and with love, joy, and lots of healing with the message from the soul on Sunday. Carla's having a breakfast on Saturday. Great weekend of events. And if you find that you want to be a part of the wound healing, the Queen of Steam is meeting the Queen of Desire right here in Chicago, honey, September 30th weekend. Those are some great things. And if you have an event or a thing you want to talk about, tell us about, you can star 6. If you have any questions, star 6. If you want to blog talk, press 1. Okay, family, I promise you I'm letting you go now. I want to thank you for being a part of this call this morning. Because of all the places you could have been, you chose to be right here on this Love Journey call. And my heart is filled with love and gratitude by your presence being here. I want to thank all my new callers. Welcome to the Love Journey. I call this a love experience. Welcome to Love's Playground. And I just want to remind you that your life truly is a gift. It's a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. I want to remind you today, family, that love is a choice and really is the only choice. I want to remind you today, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dreams. Live your God-sized dreams. Live your God-sized dreams. Family, family, I cannot stress this enough. Stop playing with the life that you've been given as a gift and do what you want to do. Feel the way you want to feel. Go and do it. Just do it. Just do it. I don't care what you think and feel, what nobody else think. Just do it. And I just want to remind you, family, just have fun with it. We're too serious. Let's get some fun in our life, family. Pleasure can open up some doors that will blow your mind. I want to leave you with Layla Hathaway and remind you today to just breathe, family. Just breathe. Some of us, we don't breathe. We forget to breathe. It's power in the breath. Just believe and just breathe. Layla Hathaway, Janine Ingram, you've been tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience.